Imagine landing in France as a refugee. You don't speak French, you don't know any locals or where to go to register as an asylum seeker and get documentation. You probably also don't know that there are offers of food and housing, of help. In Paris, one community radio station has stepped in to help inform refugees there. Rebecca Rossman tuned in.
When Hassan Baghi arrived in Paris from Afghanistan as an asylum seeker a year and a half ago, he thought his days sleeping outside were over. But the refugee camps were full, so Baghi ended up sleeping here.
This place is important because the first time I came to Paris, I came to know about this place.
This place is under a crowded, noisy metro station called La Chapelle in northeast Paris.
It was awful.
At one point, as many as 1,200 migrants were sleeping in tents around here.
My mind was not able to accept it that, yeah, of course, I'm in Paris. I thought I'm somewhere else.
Eventually, Baghi connected with a group that asked if he would be interested in sharing his experiences for a local radio project.
At the first point, I thought it is a great job to do, to speak. Because, for example, if a French person talks about the problems of refugees, it is good. But if a refugee, he himself, talks about the problems they face, it will be better. It will be best.
The program that Baghi and other volunteers helped produce is called Stalingrad Connection.
Stalingrad Connection est une radio collaborative ouverte aux personnes migrantes, exilées et réfugiées.
It's named after another Paris metro where migrants used to camp out back in 2016. It was overcrowded, loud, and sometimes dangerous. But it was also a forum where migrants, volunteers, activists, and journalists met to exchange information, like where to find free showers, hot food, or how to fill out asylum applications. Margot Collinet was one of the volunteers giving French lessons to journalist refugees when the police tore down the camp.
And when it was dismantled, we decided to create a radio in order to bring a way for these people to communicate within each other and also to communicate about their situation to people who would not be aware about what was happening in Paris for migrants.
Stalingrad Connection got off the ground 2 years ago. It's grown to a monthly 60-minute show broadcast in 5 languages. Today, volunteers are gathered in a cramped kitchen inside a tiny Parisian apartment, putting the finishing touches on the latest broadcast.
Enfin, tu vois, j'ai le reportage qui est pas mixé et j'ai le montage de l'interview de la nana de la CGT qui est trop long et qu'il faudra raccourcir.
This episode is about the French government organization that reviews asylum applications. The French acronym is OFPRA, known as OFPRA.
Je suis OFPRA.
For one of the tape segments, Margot Collinet accompanies Hassan Baghi to his latest appointment.
I am coming.
The meeting does not go well. But in the show, Baghi says he can't divulge any specific details of what happened during the appointment.
There can be a 50,000 euro penalty for that. You can be jailed. That is illegal.
Only 27% of asylum requests were granted in France last year. Many of those who were rejected didn't have their paperwork in order. So another part of the show features an interview with a former OFPRA employee who offers migrants advice on how to correctly fill out documentation.
Mais aussi à défendre les missions de l'OFPRA auxquelles on est attaché, les missions de protection.
But practical information is only a part of the show's mission. It's also an opportunity for migrants to share their stories with a wider audience. Each episode is also archived online, so even if refugees don't have access to a radio, they can listen on their smartphones. 25-year-old Mohamed Baha is a refugee from Iraq who has been volunteering with Stalingrad Connection.
Maybe someone gonna hear my story and then he tried to think about, because I meet a lot of people here, they don't know about refugees, they know nothing about refugees, so when I explain them the story and everything, they really changed their mind. They said, okay, now we understand. So I said, okay, maybe I can explain it here. It's gonna, like, everybody gonna hear a story or say something. It's gonna be cool.
Baha arrived in France only several months ago, but he says he feels like he's already found a community here. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.